Hello and welcome to a small episode of the Halloween podcast. I'm your host, Lyle Perez. And here we go. 2 weeks are already done. There's about 14, 15 shows or so right about now. So I hope all of you guys are enjoying it. If you are, go ahead, please send me a message, thehalloweenpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know how I'm doing because I want to make this show better. So any feedback I can get would be best. If you're enjoying it, I'll always leave me a review. Those always help. So go on it. Do it. Please help us out. So this week we have three shows on Patreon, three new ones that aren't going to be on the feed. So if you want to listen to those, you got to go to patreon.com/amazingadvertising. And it's pretty cool over there because you get to pick different tiers. I mean, donate whatever you can. If you can't donate anything, then, you know, leave us a review on iTunes. Those are free, so those help support the show, believe it or not. But if you go to patreon.com/amazingadvertising, we have different tiers. The first tier you can do is the Halloween Orb, which is only $3 a month, and you get one extra bonus show every week. So this week for the Halloween Orbs, we did a show debating the best Halloween candy. And we also did another show, a Patreon exclusive show, which we debated the worst Halloween candy. So if you liked it with the guys over from Useless Debates, the Useless Debates podcast, if you liked our discussion, you're gonna love this one because we went way off the rails on the worst Halloween candy. And I made a couple of mistakes on a couple of things, but I mean, I'm sorry, it's all live and I didn't go back to fix it. But yeah, become, you know, $3 a month will get you that show. And if you go to our next tier, which is the there was another one that I forgot to tell you guys about last week, the Halloween Storyteller. That one is only $5 every month. And I put out like regular stories, original stories that I've written that I've narrated on the feed. There was a Lighthouse was the first one, and then Scare Your Pants Off I think was the second one. I have another one on there right now on Patreon. It's called The Pencil that I just recorded. It's a lot of fun, really creepy. I think the ending will probably make you jump, so be ready for that. But yeah, you for $5 a month you could become the Halloween Storyteller, and you can get all of the extra bonus shows every week, and you can get a lot of the stories that I write and I put up here, so you guys can listen to them. All of them are all Halloween based, so Halloween, scary, good stuff. And the final tier that we have is $10 every month, and that will get you 3 to 5 extra bonus shows. And this week there is 3, so you get the pencil, which I just recorded. You get Worst Halloween Candy, and you also get an episode of me and April discussing the show The Walking Dead. So if you're a Walking Dead fan and you want to hear what we have to say about it, by all means, please help us out here at the Halloween podcast and show us some love. $10 donation every month and you get that show. And I've been thinking that since the Halloween podcast is seasonal, I'm not going to get donations for the entire year. But what's going to happen with the Halloween podcast is when we go on hiatus, you're going to get one show every month on the Halloween podcast feed, on the iTunes feed, just to keep it going, to get people ready for Halloween. And then when October comes around, you're going to get the 31 again. But throughout the year, you're going to get one. And the show will become more Patreon-based. I will probably do 2 extra Patreon shows that I'm going to put on there for Patreon supporters. So just because it's $10 a month and you're only doing it, you're not going to get just bonus content on October. It's going to go through the entire year. So don't worry about it. I got you covered. Send in those donations. They always help. I want to get a new microphone because this one started to make me angry. It keeps going off on me and coming back. On a couple of episodes, you could probably hear that it's a lot louder than some, but I need to get another mic. All right, so what else do we got? I got a lot of emails this week too, which was pretty cool. Rich from he's a music composer, wants to do another another like intro music for the Halloween podcast. He already sent it over. It's pretty cool. Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Rich, for handing that over. I really appreciate it. I also got another message from, he calls himself, or this is what the email is, the Dudester. I don't think I got his name, but he really liked the ghost stories with Hannah, and he had a ghost story too that he wants to share, so I'm going to try to get him on so he can tell his ghost story. And yeah, that should be a lot of fun. And then I also got a couple of other messages from people on Facebook and Twitter about how they liked Lighthouse, how that was a good story. People liked it. Scare Your Pants Off, they really liked it too. So thank you so much. That really means a lot to me. Like I said, I wrote those things many, many years ago. My writing skills have gotten a lot better since then. So maybe I'll write some more. Well, actually, I'm going to have to start writing more fresh stuff for next year. So maybe I can come up with some scarier stories for you guys. And also this week, I was on the Be Kind and Rewind podcast. We talked our best, worst, and most envious costumes. So if you want to hear me on that, go ahead and check them out at Be Kind and Rewind. Just look it up on iTunes. It's on Spreaker. It's everywhere. So look it up and you'll be able to hear me on there. So that's going to do it for this quick episode of a weekly update that I guess I'm going to start doing every week now. And yeah, find us on Facebook. Go ahead and find us on Facebook, facebook.com/thehalloweenpodcast. Find us on Twitter at @thehalloweenpod. Oh, that reminds me, Twitter. Since we did the Useless Debates guys came on and we did the best Halloween candy, there's a poll going on right now on Twitter, and it's going to go through the entire weekend. It's probably going to end on Monday. So go to Twitter, follow us there, and you can find the poll, and you can let us know what you think is the best Halloween candy, and then I'll come back on Monday or Tuesday or so to give you guys an update on who won. So yeah, go do that. And remember, Twitter, it's Twitter at the Halloween Pod. So that's going to do it for me. Have a great weekend and have a good night. Thanks for listening.